You're listening to SBS News.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
With summer and warmer weather just a few months away, Swim Australia says it's time every kid got a chance to learn the basics. Marking World Drowning Prevention Day, Olympic swimmer Elka Whalen helped launch a new program called Swim It Forward. It's an initiative to raise funds to help pay for children's swim lessons for families that can't afford them.
You need those life skills of learning to get to the wall, to bubble, breathe. All of those skills are so important. And so today we're literally asking people to put their hand up, to enrol, to start back again, particularly for those families who really need that financial support.
Research showing 55% of Australian children are not enrolled in swimming lessons, and research shows the major reason is cost of living pressures. There were almost 300 drowning deaths in Australia last year, a 20% increase on the year before. Olympic silver and bronze medalist Matt Welsh says with many kids behind on lessons due to 2 years of pandemic restrictions, now is the time to catch up before the summer season.
A bit more than half the kids are not doing classes because it's expensive. And even more so, kids now that are coming back haven't swum for years. We've got a number of kids that haven't swum for 3 years, and so they're that far behind in there. And we've seen the increase, almost a 4 times increase of drowning below 5 years.
An estimated 8 million swim lessons were missed in Australia during the pandemic. Andrew Lauterstein, an Olympic silver and bronze medalist who now runs several swim schools, says it's more important than ever to ensure all kids are able to learn vital water safety skills.
It does take a long time to learn how to swim, especially in the nature of the way that lessons are programmed. It's, you know, only really a 30-minute lesson once a week, so you need to be getting a couple of terms under your belt before that summer, so now's the time.
Globally, 236,000 people drown each year, making it among the 10 leading causes of death for children and young people. Abby Dinham, SBS News.